Hello, it's Chip from Vectis Radio and
Spud,
and we are here with Mark Tookie from the Isle of Wight Ghost Experience. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And we are at Arrowton for the ghost walk tonight. So what's your favourite part of the walk on tonight?
Well, I'm not sure about a favourite part. There are some significant points. There's obviously Arrowton Manor and the stories around there. There's the church and the stories around there. And there's the old chapel that the monks built hundreds of years ago. That is a favourite spot as well.
So what are the ghosts that are around Arrowton?
Well, there are several ghosts, actually. There's little Annabelle Lee that is around Arrowton Manor. There's Nancy down by the carp pond, who is an agitated wraith. Then we have a knight in shining armour by the church there. And down by the White Lion, there is the sighting of a coachman from the 1700s, and he seems to be seen walking down towards the pub, and you can see right through him, and then after a while you see him coming back. The only difference is he walks quite straight going down, but coming back he's a bit wobbly on his feet.
After a few points, maybe.
Yes.
Mark, it's great to see you this evening, and we're going to join you on this Isle of Wight Ghost Experience walk around on the Arrowton Trail. Now, people say that the Isle of Wight is one of the most haunted, or the most haunted, place in the world. So there's loads of places like Carisbrook Castle, Arrowton Manor, you just mentioned, Ventnor Botanical Gardens. In your experience over many years of doing these ghost walk, what would you say is the most haunted place out of some of the most haunted places on the island?
That's a very easy one indeed. It's the Botanic Garden down at Ventnor. Things are going on down there all the time, and of course we will be down there tomorrow night and Sunday night, but we've already done ghost walks there this week, and people have picked up pictures with ghosts on them, and we've had a lot of stories from ex-managers of the Botanic Gardens with their stories, and they are fascinating.
Now, the Ventnor Botanical Gardens, it used to be the hospital for the tuberculosis patients. So there's a lot of people there that were suffering. And so I can understand, you know, why that particular place is such a haunted place. So we're looking forward to the ghost walk tonight. Do you want to ask anything more, Chip?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be so awesome, the ghost walk. And for the first ghost walk I went on was at the Botanical Gardens as well.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Yes, I hope you enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah, it was really cool. It was a good experience, and I'm looking forward for tonight and finding out a bit more about Arrowton.
So, Mark, how many years have you been doing the ghost walks?
Well, I started in 1994, so I've only got 2 years to go, and I've done 30 years. 30 years of ghost walking. Well, what do you believe?
Can I just ask one last question?
Yes.
You've experienced these walks for many, many years, as you say. Have you had your own real-life ghost experience, you know, in terms of seeing things or hearing things?
Yes, I have. And guess where it was? It was down at the Botanic Garden. And I don't see very much, but I did see the lady in white that haunts the Palm Garden. And I had a witness either side of me, and we were up on the balcony in the visitor centre and taking a break from our investigation, and there she was in the garden, and we all three saw her.
Wow. Thank you very much for some very interesting stories there, Mark. And we're approaching Halloween, so we just hope that these stories don't scare you too much. And thank you so much, Mark, for the interview.
Thank you for letting us interview you, Mark.
Well, you're very welcome, and happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!